Sports Talk 1570 WNST. Bob Haney Show brought to you by Bud Light. Joining us now from collegefootballnews.com, our buddy, Todd's friend and rival. They're like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Pete Futak. Pete, what's happening, buddy?
I can talk like Terry Bowden if you want. Yeah. I can go hayseed on you.
Yeah. Listen, I don't hear the southern drawl, though, in your voice there, Pete.
I'm in your city. What's there to do in Baltimore here?
Go to the Orioles and Blue Jays game tonight. And stop by WNST. We'll give you a free the birds t-shirt, too.
Woohoo!
One-loss teams probably playing for the championship, or there's a good possibility that that will happen. Can you point to one team, Pete, that is head and shoulders above the rest, or is it just, hey, there's seven teams and a break here, break there, you're having a good season?
They're all the same. I mean, last year you could point to USC and even Texas, maybe even Ohio State, and say, you know, in the preseason at least, and say these teams were the teams. You know, there's not that this year. Everybody's got issues. I mean, you know, you have USC's, you know, is their backfield going to be okay? Texas, is their quarterback going to be figured out? Ohio State, is their defensive back seven going to come together? Notre Dame, can they actually play any defense? Everybody's got issues. So you're right. You know, I think you're going to see a year where somebody kind of has that sort of out of the blue run, kind of like LSU of a couple years ago, even Ohio State of a couple years ago. We're predicting Auburn to win the national championship, kind of because, you know, they seem like they're due. I mean, they've got the schedule that works out well. They've been kind of knocking on the door. Plus, you get that we got screwed factor where the media out there said, okay, look, you kind of got hosed a couple years ago. If everything else is equal, we'll find a way to get you in this year. Those things sort of come around. So that's a team that might be out there in it. And like you said, there might be a lot of one-loss teams that are going to enter in this thing. And if that happens, then you're going to see Texas playing for the national title because everyone's going to say, well, you know, it's a defending national champion, all else being equal, let's give them their shot again. So it should be fun. It's a lot of parity. You know, you name the top 15 team, and they probably have a shot at playing for the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, I've said the same thing about Texas. Watch out for Jamaal Charles in terms of getting into a Heisman race, because a great offensive line, a quarterback that hasn't played in college, he's going to get some carries. And now with Ramon Taylor also going, there's a team no one's talking about in terms of playing for a national championship, at least the guests we've talked to. But with some of the big games out there, you're picking a national championship type of team. You have to look at the schedule. Off the top of your head, are there any big games out there that has the smell of an upset? Like, for say, okay, Ohio State, let's say they beat Texas. 2 weeks they go to at Iowa. That has the smell of upset on it. Are there any type of games out there that jump out?
That's the big one. That's the one that's probably, you know, we're predicting that they're going to lose that game one because Iowa City's probably just going to be a madhouse. All the problems on the Iowa offensive line and the receiving corps should be figured out by then. Drew Tate should have that kind of Michael Robinson-esque, you know, season where he carries them. That's one that seems like it should be perfect for an upset. And, you know, look to the Big 12. The Big 12 is going to be possibly just full of them this year. You've got that Texas battle. They're going to have to go to Nebraska. That just smells of a big time upset. They got to play Texas Tech. That could be a big problem for the Longhorns.
Back to back.
Yeah, that either one of them. Actually, Oklahoma at, you know, actually the Texas game at Texas Tech, it just seems like a nightmare. That's a bear trap of a game waiting to happen. Oklahoma at Missouri could be an issue for them. That's just in the Big 12 alone. Now you're talking on a more national scale. Really curious to see what Nebraska's going to do against USC. That could really change things up because that Nebraska defensive line is good enough that they're just going to dominate at least one big game this year by itself, and that USC game might be it. Another one which really wouldn't be an upset, but I think on a national scale, no one's really talking much about, is Cal at Tennessee. California is really a top-five caliber team. If they really are good enough to be in that elite level, they should be able to beat an above-average Tennessee team in Knoxville. But that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Bud Light. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net with us. Pete Futak, CollegeFootballNews.com, joining us as well, doing our college football preview on a beautiful Friday in Baltimore. Maybe, what about Arkansas-USC, September 2nd? What's the upset factor here?
It's a big one. I don't think they're quite there yet. And the Hogs are maybe a year away from being good enough to pull that one off, but their running game's pretty solid. The problem with them is they've got a run to win, and that USC linebacking core is just way too nasty. It's, you know, everybody's focusing way too much on the offenses this year, just all around the country, and forgetting about some of these defenses. And everybody thinks, okay, well, USC lost Matt Leinart, they lost Reggie Bush, they lose Lindell White, of course they're going to stink. And, you know, all they're doing is replacing him with other NFL talent. You know, John David Booty and Mark Sanchez, both quarterbacks, are going to get drafted over the next few years. They're just low loaded with a young running back talent. If Chauncey Washington stays healthy, he'll be more than fine. But these freshmen they got, Emmanuel Moody, Stephon Johnson, they are NFL caliber talents. Their receiving corps was the best in the country before getting this super recruit, Vidal Hazelton. So their offense is going to be fine, but that defense is going to be the one that's just going to be a killer this year. So, yeah, USC is our number one going into the season, and just not based on how good the teams are. And, you know, they really are good enough to come in and play almost as well as they did last year.
Yeah, I've said USC is going to put that recruiting theory to the test. Five underclassmen going to the NFL, some seniors departing. It's like almost like the old days of Florida State and Miami. It's just a reload situation. But, Pete, I wanted to ask you a little curveball here. We talk about teams that belong, they fight for the top, the title race at the end of the year. But you see some teams this year that could flop, maybe like we saw with Tennessee last year, no bowl game, or Michigan struggling 7-5 when they were a big preseason team. You see any teams in that mold maybe flopping a little bit?
Notre Dame. I mean, the media just could not wait for Notre Dame to be decent again. You see them on all the magazine covers. There's a hot team coming into this year. Everybody loves them because of Brady Quinn's, now become a, number one overall draft pick caliber player. Everybody, likes the story of Charlie Weiss. But you look at their September, they could lose at Georgia Tech. That would not be a humongous upset considering how good Georgia Tech is in big games. They've got to deal with Michigan and Penn State, and I think people are blowing off those games like they were playing Idaho and UL Lafayette. I mean, those, if they split those games, they're going to be lucky to do that. And they got to go at Michigan State, which is a nasty. The Spartans always play the Irish tough, and this year Drew Stanton, who is going to be one of those high-rising NFL draft stars as this year goes on, that's a very losable game. So I would not be the slightest bit shocked if Notre Dame came out of September losing two, if not three, games. And even if they do get through unscathed, let's say they do find a way to squeak by all those tough games. They get by the UCLAs, they get through a relatively light part of the second half of the schedule. They still got that big matzo ball hanging out there at the end of the year at USC that they're not going to get by. So, everybody wants to talk national championship about Notre Dame. I think they're going to lose four games.
Four games for Notre Dame. Boy, that would be a stunning turn of events. Another team a lot of people are high on, Pete, preseason, West Virginia. Your thoughts on the Mountaineers here?
Good team, easy schedule. As Todd alluded to, this year it's all about the schedules. I mean, look at teams out there like Florida and LSU. They could be two of the top four teams in the country talent-wise. They're not going to have any sniff of the national championship because their schedules are too nasty. Their road slates are just too brutal. Look at a team like West Virginia. They got to play Maryland, which, it's an okay game, but it's not, you're not talking
about
it's not like playing USC or
it's
Texas
a loss.
Or anything
it's
like
a
that.
It's a loss, Pete Futek. It's a loss for West Virginia. Freegan's got something
for it. Usually is. And actually, it might be. It has been in the past, and Maryland has been improved. But let's say Maryland beats the Terps. It's not going to really generate too much of a buzz on a national scale, even though the Terps are probably going to be like an 8-4 kind of team this year.
8-4.
And then they got at Louisville, and that's it. They got the late game at Pittsburgh, which, that I think that's a sleeper game for the Panthers. I think that's a game that they could win. But West Virginia really only had one really big half last year against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. They almost collapsed in that game, and now they're the hot team coming into the season. But, it's a decent team. Lousy schedule, and that might be the formula to get it done. I think Louisville's got the better shot of playing, legitimately being a national title contender, because if they can beat Miami, that'll get them the street cred to kind of get them in that BCS hunt. And then if they beat West Virginia and Pittsburgh later on, if a 12-0 season, you kind of have to look at the Cardinals and go, maybe they should belong in this thing.
Well, I've said before, Pete, you can mark it down. It's not that bold of a prediction upset. West Virginia goes into Papa John's Stadium first Thursday in November. ESPN field goal posts are coming down at Papa John's.
Oh, yeah. Louisville's just a different team there. That's going to be a fun one. The Miami game's going to be the real one for the Big East. That's the game. If Louisville plays like it usually plays at Papa John's, and they pull off the upset against the Miami, then I think they get the real buzz gets generated, and then that West Virginia game becomes that much bigger.
Hey, Pete, before we let you run and get ready for this big draft, I guess your teams, who are the two teams playing for all the marbles here, the national championship of college football?
Auburn's one of them. Once again, going, you're not meaning to harp on the schedule, but that really is everything. I mean, switch schedules in Florida and there's no chance. But you put Auburn's schedule, all their big games are at home until the end of the year game against Alabama, which they should be able to win. They're going to have to deal with the SEC championship, which means they might have to deal with Florida twice. It's asking a whole bunch to beat them twice, or Georgia or even Tennessee. So it's not easy, but you know, I think they're going to have a one-loss season and kind of get in that mix. And then take your pick between Texas and USC. It depends on when one of them loses a game. I don't think either is going to get through unscathed. If all things being equal, if Texas ends up losing one game early, say to Ohio State, and runs the rest of the table, everyone else has one loss, they're going to say, hey, let them defend their national title. USC, they could lose to a team like Washington State. They could lose early, even in Arkansas, even in Nebraska, go undefeated the rest of the way, and they might be in. So I'm going to say it's Auburn versus either USC or Texas. I'm going to say it's going to be USC.
All right. Maryland 8-4? Seriously.
Yes, 8-4. So they're better this year. They'll be fine. They'll have a little bit of a rebound year.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST. Bob Haney, Todd Helmick, final few minutes. This college football segment where we're picking our championship teams. And what we have so far for our experts, or people that are listening, what we have from our experts, I should say. Paul Finebaum, Notre Dame playing against either Texas or Oklahoma, the winner of that game. And I think he said Oklahoma would win, correct, Todd Helmick?
Yes, he did.
Terry Bowden, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Pete Futak, Auburn, USC. Of the teams that we already have here, give us a reason. Well, we said Texas quarterback play could keep them out. And I think with Oklahoma, the same thing. But West Virginia, Ohio State, Auburn, LSU, USC, what keeps those teams out of a possible championship game here?
Well, that's the big question. This year, all the top dogs have a why not? Why not Notre Dame? Defense, susceptible the last 10 years going back to Bob Davey. Yes, everyone's back on defense for the Irish. They need to double their efforts from last year defensively to make a run. Texas, no Vince Young, two quarterbacks who haven't played a snap in college football, best offensive defensive lines in the country at nationalchamps.net. It's just quarterback. Go to Ohio State, Troy Smith, best dual threat quarterback in the country. The entire back seven on defense is history. Linebackers, DBs, gone. Not a good formula in the Big Ten. You need that defense. Southern Cal, 5 underclassmen to the NFL. Seniors departed. Recruiting theory is going to get put to the test with Pete Carroll's landslide number one recruiting class over the year. New quarterbacks trying to replace Palmer, Leinart, back-to-back Heisman quarterbacks there at USC. West Virginia, the question mark. It's an easy schedule, but their secondary is gone. So they get up against Brian Brohm and Louisville, teams that can throw. What's that going to mean? Oklahoma, new quarterback now. That threw a big wrench in the program. So everyone has a question mark. There they are.
All right, let's get to it, and I'll do mine first. Championship game. I mean this with all honesty, not that I lie anyway. I was going to say Auburn and USC in the championship game. I look at Auburn's schedule, LSU, but it's at home. I know they close at Alabama, which is a rivalry game. They have Florida, Arkansas, at South Carolina, this tough SEC schedule. So I'm going to keep Auburn there, but I'm going to eliminate USC because I don't want people thinking that I'm just saying what Pete Futak says. So I'm going to go with to play Auburn for the championship of college football 2006-2007. I'm going to go Ohio State.
Good call.
I'll go with the preseason coaches poll number one. I'll go Auburn, Ohio State for the championship of the world. And somewhere Woody Hayes will be smiling.
Moving on to my pick to play for it all. Gosh, I haven't given you any surprises all year, Bob. ACC, I told you, Miami, Florida State. Ohio State in the Big Ten. Big 12, Texas. Pac-10, USC. No surprises for me, so there should be no surprise. My national championship pick is, I'm agreeing with Terry Bowden and Rob Long. Ohio State plays Notre Dame, the BCS National Championship, January 8th. Just like the Fiesta Bowl matchup of last year where Ohio State dominated them, but this is a different year. Players back for Notre Dame. You know, it all boils down to me. They say Notre Dame has that tough schedule, Bob. You know what? How tough exactly is it, in your opinion? How many teams are ranked in this coaches poll that's out now? I'll tell you, not too many of them. Georgia Tech, not ranked. Penn State, 19th. Michigan State, Purdue, Stanford, UCLA, Navy, North Carolina Air Force, Army. None of them are ranked.
Yeah, but Michigan.
It comes down to the last game of the year.
But it's at Michigan State. And I know, and Michigan State, this is usually their Super Bowl. That's a tough game for them.
Bob, Notre Dame's schedule is not easy, but it's certainly not as brutal as these SEC teams have it. The big one to them, they get Michigan at home September 16th, and they go on the road at Southern Cal Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday. And I'm telling you, that USC-Notre Dame game, the winner of that goes on to play Ohio State. And I will say this, again, one-loss teams, no undefeateds this year. 2 1-loss teams are going to play for the title.
All right, there you have it. So Todd Helmick likes Ohio State, Notre Dame to play for the national championship. I'm going Auburn and Ohio State.